B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Yesterday I was talking about why it's a good thing to lie. Because despite the fact that you might not believe what's coming out of your mouth, it doesn't matter as long as the other person believes what's coming out of your mouth. And this is why people tell ridiculous lies. For example, and I gave this example yesterday, there was a woman who believed that her husband caught chlamydia, an STD, in case you're wondering, from a face mask. So she somehow wearing one of these, gave him chlamydia. He was so panicked that he basically cheated on his wife and got an STD that he said that to her. And she believed it. People were trying to convince her. They're like, yo, that's not how it works. And she's still
defending him.
Yeah, was defending him. So that right there is why people lie, because you never know who's going to believe. So the question is, like, what ridiculous lie have you told that you were like, this is in case of emergency, break glass with the worst lie ever, but somebody actually believed it. Or it happened to you, like you realized that you believed a terrible lie. 833-973-0969. Hi, Britt.
Hi.
What happened to you?
Good morning. So I used to work with this woman, not, you know, the brightest bulb. And she came into work one day, and around that time she'd been like complaining a lot about her husband's friend who had been staying on their couch, which she was never really entirely comfortable with. It was her husband's best friend. He was gay, but you know, she didn't have any hard proof of anything. Mm-hmm. And then at one point she came into work and she was like, yeah, so I don't know if this is weird, but, you know, my husband, he's got...
Butthole, say butthole.
He was telling her that it was...
Sorry, hold on. We had to dump you real quick.
Yes, say
she
that
said
again,
that her friend said her husband had a rash around his butthole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, continue sorry. With the story. That's okay.
It's funny because I was going to warn her to not say that word. God, but
I need more coffee.
I wasn't sure.
That's all right.
That's okay.
And so he had told her that it was shingles.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you see, like, the ad for... shingles, like the virus is already in your body.
Yes.
So
my mom had shingles. Like,
yeah. He tried to be like, oh no, like, you know, it just gets activated. Like I wasn't doing anything.
Oh.
But like you don't get shingles on your butthole. And even if you did, you wouldn't get them only on your butt.
Right. Right.
So she was coming to work like, do you think that's weird? And we were all standing around like, yes, that's weird. Like, that's not how it happened.
Oh, my God.
Pandemic has affected us in lots of different ways.
You know what's funny is that these people would legit, they would get away with the lies if their wives weren't dumb enough to go rat them out to someone
right.
else.
Like, what do you say to that? As her coworker, right? Imagine I'm Tev Romero. I'm
what
telling
do I
you
say?
This story.
He's having sex with his gay best friend. That's where the shingles started?
Oh, my God.
That's where the shingles started. That
my
is
mom
hilarious.
Had shingles, and she had rashes on her shoulders.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, next time, tell her to bend over so you can check her ass, you know?
I'm good.
Hold on a second. Hey, Mom, can you send me a picture of your starfish? I just want to prove something to my coworker.
God.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.